Hi there. Quick note before the pod. The first six episodes are our prototypes, so they're a little bit rougher. But don't worry. From episode 7 onwards, our mics become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Having said that, these early ones are still great, so have fun and enjoy!
And welcome to My Favourite Monster. My name is George Penny.
And I'm Tony Johnson.
And this is a podcast where two professional house sitters and comedy fiction authors are in an endless quest to find the perfect pet. My Favourite Monster is a monster-friendly zone. This is a safe space no matter how heinous, hirsute, or humongous the monster. We are willing to consider them all as our pets.
And by consider, we mean applying consummate V's and chiaroscuro shading. Oh, and by the way, you can find our social media and show notes at myfavoritemonster.com. That's favorite spelt with a U, because you matter. And you can also find us at overlondon.net, where you can find all that and all the other things we do, including webcomics and everything relating to the Over London project. And now, on with the show. Okay, so what truly awful thing are we going to be looking at this week?
Chugdar! Burninating the peasants. Burninating the countryside.
Chugdar comes in the night!
Yes, that's right. We are doing Trogdor. If you don't know what Trogdor is, you obviously were not born when Trogdor came out. You must be 10 years old.
Yeah, so think... Back in the day, before social media, before internet memes.
Oh, no, 2003. I have a history here.
Well, that's true. You didn't have memes in 2003.
No, didn't you? I think I Can Hash Cheeseburger was around.
That was more of a proto-meme, wasn't it?
Why are we arguing about this already?
I need to look up when I had cheeseburger coming from now.
I have Trogdor to talk about. Yeah, so this is my pick this week. I love Trogdor, so I am going to introduce Trogdor in all his burninating majesty. As usually happens here, I'm going to show Tony a picture of Trogdor, not that he hasn't seen a lot of Trogdor, and he's going to explain what Trogdor looks like, and then I'm going to give you guys a bit of a history of Trogdor.
Oh, there's a history?
There's a history of Trogdor.
It's not just you and Masetta just going, Trogdor! every 5 seconds.
So this is one of my best friends, Mercedes, in university, and I, we pretty much lived for Trogdor in the early noughties, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But no, there's a history of Trogdor.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just Mercedes and I. It was my brother Babak had it on the phone.
Uh-huh. Like an entire family.
An entire family.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I am showing Tony a picture of Trogdor in all of his majesty.
Yeah, this is slightly better quality than I've usually seen it, to be honest.
Tony, please explain.
Okay, so best way to describe Trogdor is, imagine an S.
I believe that's how it's explained.
It is how it's explained. So you start with an S, and then you draw another S that's a slightly different shape next to the first S. You fill it in between with some little consummate Vs to indicate some scales. You give him a bitey mouth. You give him some eyes that sort of float above his head in a sort of a preponderous kind of way. And it's like a V for an eyebrow and a little blast of fire for his fire. And then somewhere around his back behind his head, you sort of stick on some under-designed wings. And then below
They're little flappy wings! They're the wings he flaps when he burninates.
Yes, but...
they're necessary to, like, fan the flames.
I don't think Trogdor's the most aerodynamic thing in the world.
I have thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
Trogdor would be if he could be, but he's too busy burninating.
Mm-hmm.
Thatch roof cottages and villages.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a bit fat and un-aerodynamic.
Well, this particular picture, Trogdor's middle-aged now.
Trogdor's middle-aged.
Trogdor's middle-aged. He's been eating a lot of pies in this picture.
No, dragon man things live for a long time.
Oh, dragon man things live for... Anyway, you haven't finished explaining him.
So, okay, so below the wings, somewhere around about where the center of his back would be, is a burly arm. Not two arms, just one
burly arm
just sticking out of the back of him. And then there's some, you know, crappy legs drawn on the bottom somewhere. It's almost an afterthought. And yeah, okay, he's got like...
I'm circling on my screen.
I don't even know what we call that. It's like a...
There is little triangly dragon tail bits.
Yeah, I mean, if Trogdor was a snake,
then Trogdor's legs would be coming out around about just before the tip of the tail.
Yeah.
Probably right where the snake's rear end would be.
His anus.
Anus. Yes. Can we say that online?
I think we can say anus.
It's not the BBC.
Trogdor is majestic. Would you like some of the history of Trogdor?
Oh, yeah. Please lay on me the history of Trogdor.
Trogdor was invented by a couple of brothers who animated the website homestarrunner.com.
Was that a Flash animation
thing?
Yeah,
it was. At the
time, so Flash no longer exists. Hey, that's how old this is.
The really awesome thing, and I forget the names of these guys. I did not write them down because I was so obsessed with listening to the Trogdor song when I was researching this over and over again.
Okay, so basically you didn't do any research. You just listened to the Trogdor song.
I researched. I did. I watched multiple YouTube clips.
Yeah, all one of them.
No, there's multiple. Oh, I also watched the full Trogdor game playthrough.
Okay,
that runs for 30 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay.
There are meeples and thatched cottages that you burninate. So the Trogdor was, there was this thing called Strong Bad Email on this website called homestarrunner.com, which you can still go to, and it still has all the clips.
And it's on YouTube as well now, right?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube now, yeah. I think. That's where I found it this time, but it used to be on Homestar Runner. YouTube did not exist then.
I wonder if the old thing even works anymore, because Flash don't work anymore.
Flash don't work. I think they've just put it on YouTube. And there was a thing called Strong Bad Email, and people would write into this surly character with a luchador mask who was really, really cranky. And
yeah, it's probably worth adding to the description of Trogdor, just to interrupt,
yeah,
that it was drawn by a character wearing boxing gloves.
And a luchador mask.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, the skill is limited by, A, your vision is restricted, B, your mobility through the boxing gloves is restricted.
Well, he is animated as well.
And C, his talent and his self-confidence were inversely proportional.
Strong Bad is an awesome character, and he could be another monster we could look at, but we are focusing on Trogdor.
Yeah, I'm not having Strong Bad as a pet.
You keep trying to divert me from Trogdor.
Hey, I've got to pad this out somewhere.
No, you so don't. I have facts.
Okay.
And we haven't even gotten to the how he could be our pet. So.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, sure.
He was invented in 2003 on January the 13th, which is Trog Day.
Trog Day? Is it really?
Yeah.
Who called this Trog Day?
The guys who invented him. And he was such a mega hit. He was such a huge hit that they actually officially had Trog Day celebrations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board.
Okay. And the way it worked, there was this sort of thing where Strong Bad, the character, was asked to draw a dragon. And he drew a dragon that was not Trogdor. And then he drew another dragon. So that was the S's for Sucks dragon. So he drew one dragon that looked like S's for Sucks. And that's actually Trogdor's ancestor. Trogdor has a lineage.
I like that there's now genetics involved
that's
in this.
That's his backstory. I think it was 2008 on Trog Day.
Mm-hmm.
They called it S's for Sucks Day. So mm-hmm. we all remember S's for Sucks dragon.
Mm.
I'm thumping my chest here.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it real. So he screwed out the S's for Sucks dragon and he drew Trogdor. So he sort of drew this thing. And when the guys who created it originally did the comic, like animated it, it was just Strong Bad drew Trogdor, comic ends. And then one of the brothers was making pancakes that night because they were share housing.
Pancakes, the food of the gods.
Yeah, the food of the frat house, share house.
When you absolutely positively have run out of 2-minute ramen, there's always pancakes.
There's always ramen. Pancake. Apparently he was making pancakes and he started singing the song, the Trogdor song.
Yeah, that's how it would work.
Now, I would play that song on here, but I'm pretty sure there's copyright on it, so you have to go look up the Trogdor song. But it involves the entire mythos of Trogdor, where he burninates the peasants and the countryside and
the thatch roof cottages.
The thatch roof cottages. And most importantly, he comes in the night.
Well, I'm glad we've established that, and his sexual habits are established.
No. We'll get to that in a minute because I believe he's nocturnal. He comes in the night. So anyway, Who said anything about procreation?
A nocturnal predator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. He lights his own way by burning the thatch roof cottages.
Mm-hmm.
Tractor!
Yeah, anyway. when you don't have any kind of night vision, just set fire to everybody, kids.
Yeah, no, don't do that. That is the history of Trogdor. And since then, Trogdor is still alive. Homestar Runner, the guys there, have created a Trogdor game, a board game, which I sat through the entire playthrough the other day. And the whole goal is to burninate everything.
A noble goal.
Yeah.
It is a metaphor for humanity.
And there are little plastic thatch roof cottages, and there are little meeples with, when Trogdor burninates them, they get fire on their head.
A little flamey hat.
They get a flamey hat.
There's actually also a computer game that they made. I don't even know if it works anymore. But anyway, I did play that.
Oh, so you were a Trogdor convert and you didn't tell me.
A long time ago.
Did you go into a room, close the door and play Trogdor?
Maybe.
In shame?
No, there was no shame.
No, so you just...
There was also no friends.
Right. You didn't also, tell me about it.
There was also no much of anything.
We have...
I'm just... Going off on a, yeah. I'm feeding into my
existential angst of
corona youth. Existentiality at the moment.
Existentiality is that a thing?
Is yeah.
that a Trogdor inspired thing? No, he would burninate your angst because he burninates things and makes people happy.
Yes, so burninating is not the same as burning.
It's burninating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about whether or not Trogdor could be our pet.
Uh huh. Okay, cool.
I think, you know, I've just sort of summed up the history of the Trogdor.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and I have described his most useful trick. He burninates.
He burninates.
And he comes in the night.
You know what I said? I thought we'd be padding this one out.
No, I honestly know. There is no padding. My Trogdor obsession is deep and real.
So like, if we were to define a sliding scale, right, and the sliding scale is going to go from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
On 1, we have you take a magnifying glass and you use that magnifying glass to sort of warm something up, you know?
Okay.
Right. Now, on a 10 is like the nuclear furnace of this core of the sun that's just so hot it's causing atomic reactions to happen.
Yes.
Where would burnination sit?
Past the nuclear furnace. Burnination.
Oh, wait, no. So Trogdor is like Godzilla. He's nuclear powered?
He could be. Well, see, you're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, you would tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks. Well, annihilation of the entire planet could be a trick that Trogdor could do. But we have
established... I think he'd be pretty quite slow at it because he sort of seems to do it, you know...
Well, he walks on two little stick legs.
Two little stick legs, yes.
Yeah, Trogdor is... I have this thing on the whole alignment scale.
Mm-hmm.
Trogdor is good because Trogdor shares his love with everybody slowly. He doesn't just
along
nuke
with many
people.
A dictator.
He doesn't nuke people from on high.
Uh-huh.
He walks on his little stick legs and burninates each individual.
He wants to see the look in their eyes.
Thatch roof cottage.
Is this good? Which is gooder?
Which is gooder?
It's
lawful
all
gooder.
Bad.
You're either lawful good or lawful gooder.
Lawful gooderer.
Well, I think he's pretty lawful. He burninates by law. In Trogdor land, you have to burninate. Oh, he's got a land now.
Oh, Trogdor land.
Oh,
yeah,
I
yeah,
just
yeah.
invented that.
Remind me not to live in Trogdor land.
His trick is burnination.
Uh-huh.
Now, that could be handy,
mm-hmm.
i.e. if we need to burninate anything.
Mm.
And given that with this current pandemic... And my mood during this current pandemic, I just want to burn it all down. I would really appreciate a Trogdor.
Kids, don't burn everything down.
That's his main trick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we've talked about his appearance, right? He's majestic. And it is described as...
Is he officially green?
I think he's officially pencil coloured, like lead pencil coloured, and then people coloured him green. There is a Trogdor plushie. Which I will show you.
Oh, please show me the Trogdor plushie.
I will show you the Trogdor plushie.
That's possibly the most adorable. Is that an official plushie?
Yeah, it is.
That is possibly the most
adorable. Explain it to the people.
Well, it's a three-dimensional version of a shitly drawn thing.
I'll put it up.
It still only has one R, which I kind of do love.
I'll put it up on our Instagram and Twitter.
They've upped the flamethrower, though.
They have like epic plush flames coming out of his mouth.
And the eyes aren't hovering nearly so much anymore either.
No, this plushie is awesome. And it is green. And the wings are purple. Pink burly arm.
It's like He-Man's trying to crawl out of there.
I was going to say, did Trogdor eat a Caucasian dude? And the dude's just trying to punch his way. Either that or he could be like one of those mice with the ear growing on his back somewhere.
Oh, if we had enough Trogdors, we could harvest the arms.
Oh, that is another use.
It's another use.
He could be good for arm transplants. You'd just have a
Or you throw away the arm and do a dragon transplant.
I'd get the dragon transplant.
I'd want to dominate people.
So we sort of talked about appearance. Mm-hmm. We've described that. Mm-hmm. Do you think our friends would be seriously envious? I'm going to answer this. I'm just going to say my friends would be so envious if I had a Trogdor. Namely, the friends that I spent most of university screaming, Trogdor!
I don't actually feel like Trogdor would be compared to the other things that we've talked about. You know, that likely to kill our friends.
He might not kill our friends. For starters, A, they are not a thatch roof cottage.
Some of them are kind of
and
peasants.
And they're not the countryside. Some of them are peasants.
In the broadest possible sense.
Yeah, you're not going to get any Christmas cards this next year, are you?
They won't listen to this. It's okay.
They might.
They might.
They'll probably, this will be the one episode they'll listen to. Yeah, thanks, peasant mate. Yeah, love you too. Will it attract friends, scare them off? I'm going to say my friends would adore Trogdor. They would be so envious that I had Trogdor.
Yeah, they probably would, actually.
Your friends? I don't know. You just called your friends peasants.
Yeah, well. But I kind of think that Trogdor is not very quick and actually kind of small.
Well, he is pretty small.
If Trogdor was in my house, I think he'd probably be slightly bigger than a Warhammer miniature.
I'm thinking he would entertain a cat. A cat would probably circle him constantly trying not to get burnt.
Yeah.
Continuously intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Intrigued, yeah.
Intrigued
right
by this thing and trying to bash it with a paw.
Yes.
But not being able to because of the burnination.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But it wouldn't be, whilst we've established that it's thermonuclear and possibly hotter than the sun, I still think it wouldn't hurt a cat.
No, I don't think. Well, Trogdor's smart. Trogdor has picked targets that do not punch back. He's got the arm.
What do you reckon he tastes like?
Trogdor?
Yeah.
Oh, chicken.
That's...
That arm is
dark meat or light meat?
Oh, it's breast meat.
Breast meat?
Yeah, it's the dry stuff.
Yeah, that arm's breast meat. Yeah, that arm's all breast meat. That's injected with bleach all the way down.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So we've sort of talked about habitat, but let's talk about, okay, I do agree with you thinking about this. I think Trogdor's quite small.
Hmm.
Now, his habitat, as per the mythos, is the countryside. Where there are thatch roof cottages.
Yeah. We have been and the peasants. Somewhere with thatch roof cottages.
We have. Okay, so you're saying Cambridgeshire.
Yeah.
So, Trogdor is lurking around the old universities.
Destroying the upper middle class.
Oh, that would be so good. If he could burninate some Land Rovers.
On your brother.
Oh, and if he could burninate that crazy woman at that farm shop in Cambridge who turned up, what was that, 11 o'clock in the morning?
No, don't burninate her. She was insane.
She needed burnination.
Nah, she was great.
No, I've got to share this story. This woman was wearing old jeans and an old t-shirt, and she had an accent like she'd swallowed a tin of plums. She was so aristocratic.
She was gentry.
She was gentry.
She was gentry.
And she just walked up to the counter in this farm shop and... They weren't serving lunch yet. There was a big sign behind the counter saying lunch starts at 12. And she walked up and just went, lunch. And the lady behind the counter went, yeah, lunch isn't till 12. And she went, but I have Sarah coming. What am I going to do? And then she just sat at a table and glared until 12 and then walked up and went, lunch.
And she was just muttering it to herself.
Yeah, she was muttering
on a table.
Now, if we'd had a Trogdor. If the lady behind the counter...
Well, if she had a Trogdor, she'd be able to cook lunch. Oh, here's a sandwich, love. Freshly fried.
Fried. What is it? What fried? It's fried you.
It's healthily fried because there's no oil involved.
Mind you, if Trogdor burninates peasants, does that mean Trogdor's...
poultry are peasants, right?
Pheasants, darling. Pheasants.
Pheasants. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Just wait. No, just follow me here.
Trogdor has a lisp.
I'm going somewhere. If Trogdor burninates peasants, does that mean Trogdor is a feudal lord? Does that mean Trogdor is aristocratic? Which explains majesty.
Droit de seigneur.
We are not going near droit de seigneur.
He comes in the night.
No, we're not touching that. We're literally not touching that.
Hey, how do you think he got that arm?
If anyone doesn't know what that was...
That arm's a sexually transmitted disease if ever I saw one.
This is meant to be PG.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Ish. Well, we're not swearing.
I guess we're not.
No, we're not.
He said anus earlier.
Anus... If anyone doesn't know what droit de seigneur, if I'm pronouncing that right, is, it was basically...
I'm sure that as an Australian, you are pronouncing that I'm completely correct.
Perfectly correct. It was where feudal lords would get the right to spend the first evening after a couple got married with the lady. And it was basically...
A European thing.
It was really wrong. If you want to look it up, super wrong.
But it's a great way to spread... The absence of chins throughout the general population.
Yeah, it kind of was. And buck teeth. Yeah. And the inability to tie your own shoelaces.
Thank God they don't do that now.
You know Prince Charles can't tie his own shoelaces?
Really?
No, he has someone to do it for him.
Oh, bless.
He needs to be Trogdor!
Okay, we're feeding the British aristocracy to our pet.
Trogdor, yeah.
It's going to be expensive.
Well, no, because we sneak up with him.
We sneak up.
With our tiny Trogdor now that
we're not proposing you sneak up on the British aristocracy and feed them to imaginary animals.
A tiny Trogdor. Well, we've established that he's small enough that a cat could mess with him. He's like Warhammer miniature size.
Slightly bigger.
So what does he do? Just flame their ankles?
Yeah. That sweet, sweet smell of burning leg hair.
Actually, it could be a pretty good way to do. Yeah, get rid of hair. Could be something. Another use
slightly
for Trogdor.
Less painful than wax.
We're talking habitat. We've established that Trogdor likes anywhere aristocrats are in the countryside. Yes? And where
have
peasants
okay.
are, because he benedates peasants.
And where peasants are, you must have aristocrats, like the alpha predator.
No, where there are such cottages
alpha
nowadays.
Parasite, is it?
Alpha parasite? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Aristocrats.
Aristocrats, alpha parasites.
Yeah,
that's quite funny. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I invented that.
Did you? No, you didn't.
I think I did.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you, maybe.
Thanks.
Yeah, gift for you.
Patent pending.
Okay, temperament. Does Trogdor play well with others?
Yeah.
I reckon he does, as long as you're not a meeple.
Yeah.
As long as you're not a peasant.
Or a thatch roof cottage. Now, there's a lot of things in this world that aren't meeples or thatch roof cottages.
Well, given that, yeah, I reckon he plays well. As we've established, I think a cat would quite enjoy Trogdor.
Yeah.
I think he'd ignore anything that isn't a thatch roof cottage or a peasant. So pretty much,
yeah,
you don't really have to worry about entertaining him. He's just on a continuous quest for thatch roof cottages
peasants. I'm imagining this little thing that's just walking around the room. And he keeps looking under the same cushion. He just walks around the room, back to the same cushion, checks underneath, nope. Comes back, nope. Comes back, nope.
No thatch roof cottage or peasant?
The goldfish of dragons.
I think so.
Yeah.
So he's really easy to entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. I'll go with that. Now, the most...
What would happen if he saw himself in a mirror?
I think he'd fall in love with himself because he is the most... majestic.
To quote
Homestar Runner, to quote Strongbad, Trogdor has a lot of majesty. He would behold his own majesty and then he would fall in love with himself. And then you'd probably have a problem because he'd forget about the thatch roof cottages and the peasants and he'd just stare at himself all day. You'd have to keep him away from mirrors.
Ooh, that was Narcissus, right?
Yeah.
Narcissus.
Yeah.
Narcissus.
Yeah. So you've got to keep him away from mirrors because he needs a steady diet of burnination.
How does he ingest food through burnination process?
He's very special. He feeds through burnination. So he eats the charcoal. He inhales the charcoal. So I've thought about this. I believe there was a late
does
night...
Does he sort of get a mirror and put it in lines? And sort of...
With a razor blade? I believe there was a late night university conversation some years ago about how Trogdor eats.
Oh, so... it's official then.
Yeah, it is. because, you know, we came up with this idea. He exhales and burninates, and then he inhales carbon, chomp, 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 exhales, burninates. See, he's a very...
Now, like he just said, you see, and I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. I understand that physical process in every
way. I'm making perfect sense. I don't know what your problem is.
He's a carbon-based life form.
He's got to have, see, the carbon helps him, it's fuel.
He's just like us.
He's just like us. Trogdor is us. I don't think that's grammatically correct.
Trogdor is us.
We are no. Okay, we're going to move on. Snugglability. Where do we keep him?
I thought we were talking about metaphysics, but yeah,
does
okay.
Does he sleep on the bed? I don't think he lays down. I think he just permanently walks around.
I don't think he'd be able to get up if he laid down.
No, the arm. No, he'd just punch the ground until he bounces up. It's like he falls down and then the arm just keeps punching the ground until he like ricochets up.
I'm now picturing something like Robot Wars.
Probably.
When the little machine gets flipped over and it madly tries to flip itself upright. Yeah.
I think it'd be something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go that.
Poor little guy.
Oh, now you're feeling sorry for Trogdor. Trogdor! Yeah.
Falls over, starves to death.
No.
That was a bit dark.
No, that went really dark. Stop killing our pet. This is the best pet we've auditioned.
Yeah, I think it's more likely to kill itself than us.
No. Important things. Caring for our Trogdor. Grooming. I think you'd need to probably oil the arm every now and then with baby oil to keep it shiny and silky smooth.
Oh, yeah, definitely baby oil. Yeah.
It's got to be baby oil. Yeah, you know, like bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Probably a bit of sunscreen. It's a very Caucasian arm.
And I think it needs to be first pressing.
First pressing? First press baby oil. We're going to be probably putting sunscreen on that arm. That's a white arm.
That arm would burn. The irony. That's why he comes in the night. Because of the sunburn. The horrible, horrible sunburn.
See, that's Trogdor's
curse. I have thermonuclear fire, but so does that.
Trogdor lacks melanin.
Melanin, my only weakness.
That is his weakness. He gets sunburnt. So he is a nocturnal. He is a nocturnal dragon.
Yeah, okay. Would he keep you up at night then?
Probably. Mm. Yeah, he spends all his time burninating.
Not on the bed.
It would probably be best for people who work night shift. Do you know what he'd be great at? Like, I'm picturing night shift nurses and stuff. Entertain the kiddies through the hospital. Just walking around. I've got a mate who works night shift in a kid's ward. I mean, the kids could watch Trogdor.
Are you healed yet? No?
No, because he's so slow and stuff. All you need to do is put a few thatched roof cottages on the floor and it'd keep all the kids entertained.
He would.
Yeah.
Kids love watching stuff burn.
Yeah, they do. Tell me they don't.
Kids don't burn things.
Does our monster need an apartment or a backyard? I'm saying I don't think you could have Trogdor in a backyard.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you need a countryside. Probably an apartment. You could probably create like a virtual countryside in your apartment.
Made of concrete.
No.
With little concrete trees.
Made of moss. Mildew. Actually, this would be really good for people who
made
don't
of fiberglass.
Do... Fiber? No.
Why not?
Because he'd get sad. He needs to burninate.
Oh, he's not that smart.
You can't burninate fiberglass.
He wouldn't know the difference.
No. I'm picturing like a terrarium.
Yeah.
That he just walks around and dunks into the glass every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want some things in the terrarium.
Yeah, so you have like plants and little fake thatch roof cottages that he can burninate.
And what are they going to be made of? To be fire
thatch?
Resistant?
No, thatch. They're not fire resistant. You just put new ones in there all the time.
You doing? I'm just weaving a thatched roof cottage for my Trogdor.
Yes. No, you'd buy them ready-made. Amazon.
Ready-made. I'm not using ready-mades.
So you're going to do your own thatch roof cottage?
Yes, because I'm that kind of middle class that does that.
Well, frankly, I
think Trogdor's a middle class pet.
Darling, if you're truly middle class, and if I'm thinking Trogdor's English now, I know he was made in America, but thatched roof cottages, England.
I thought he was Canadian.
Well, I don't think they have thatched roof cottages in Canada. I might be wrong.
Oh, someone will.
Okay.
Someone will.
But my train of thought was...
Somewhere deep, dark in a Ren Fair.
So my trade of thought was that if he's an English dragon, he wouldn't get ready made. He'd go to Waitrose. You'd buy your if you're not English and you're listening to this, the English love them. Tony's family is English. We have an English transplant here.
Are they?
Yes. You didn't notice?
Oh, gee.
So there's this English thing.
I wish someone had told me.
Where the class divide comes down to supermarkets. People will look in your cupboard, and if you have Waitrose stuff in your cupboard, it means you're sort of upper middle class. Tesco's sort of middle class.
Oh,
Morrison's, like,
there's like 47 rungs.
There's
and I ain't gonna even pretend I know which one's which.
If you're not English, it's so hard to get your head around it.
We do have some friends that, you know, when they know people are coming around to visit, they shuffle the Marks and Spencer stuff to the front of the cupboard and shuffle the Aldi stuff to the back.
I wonder how many people do that. I think Trogdor, if he is English, you'd get Waitrose because he's a posh English dragon. I think we've established that. I don't know why I went Bogan voice for that. Bogan Australian voice.
That's what we think of everything. It's just let's just have a Bogan person describing this thing.
Let's have a Bogan sort of like, this is my David Attenborough autopilot. Mm. I just go places and go, oh yeah, that's a thing. Look at the thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
With Litterbox. Ah, this could be an issue. There's a lot of carbon there.
No, he ingests carbon.
Does he? Yeah, but if he ingests... No, he blows it out again.
What do you mean he blows it out
again?
What's he ingesting then?
I don't think he has a poop hole.
No, I don't think he does. That's where the legs go.
Maybe his legs come out of his bottom.
Are you sure they're legs?
Yes, they're legs. He's not walking on poo.
Oh, wait, that arm.
No.
Okay.
No.
Could be a blowhole like a whale.
No, Trogdor has no anus.
Oh, no, wait. No, what are we worried about? It's, he exhales it with fire.
Yeah.
Like, that's the byproduct. It's
you don't want to
noxious
kiss...
gases that ignite.
Yeah, you don't want to kiss Trogdor. Don't be passion the dragon.
Smells a little bit blue flame.
Yeah, it's a little bit wrong, but still adorable. Still adorable.
You know, we've made him into a swamp dragon.
We have made him into one of Terry Pratchett's... Because he is! But he's not. Because he burninates that roof.
Slightly less explosive.
And he has majesty. Okay, safety and precautions.
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
Ah! Definitely oven mitts.
I'm going to say asbestos boots if he's about ankle height.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say don't have him on a hardwood floor.
How about Crocs?
Crocs. Your Crocs would start to look like Trogdor, like melted green after a while.
Well, I'm thinking about his safety.
Oh, so you put Crocs on him.
Oh, well, oh, so yes as well, maybe, I don't know. Crocs, if you're wanting to sponsor us, please feel free. But no, I was thinking, you know, because you could probably step on him. If you're wearing asbestos things.
Yeah, but that's why he's an S, because if you stepped on him, he'd just concertina us down and springs back up again.
The consummate V's concertina.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Consummate V's. Mm. Trogdor! Mm. Okay, you know, I only wanted to do this so I could just yell out Trogdor. Is there anything else? Like, frankly, this is the perfect. This is the best. This is the best pet we've come up with. I am giving myself credit here. I want a Trogdor. What is your consensus?
I'm okay with it. I mean, I'd allow it.
In your space.
You know, we could have a little... Because I reckon if you just had like a 2 or 3 inch high concrete ridge, I think that'd probably be enough just to flummox him.
Oh, so he'd just walk into it and dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah, those legs ain't built for stepping.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think he jumps. He doesn't have knees.
He does not.
He doesn't have knees. Oh, so he's like...
Knees, my only weakness.
And the sun. He's quite a fragile little creature except for his little
He's
concertina thing.
He's the Dalek of dragons.
He kind of is. I don't think he could do stairs.
Yeah. No.
Actually, I don't think he could do any surface that's not flat. So how can he be in the countryside if there's hills? He'd just come across like some obstruction and just like be walking into it continuously. I don't know if he could turn around easily either.
No.
That's an issue. Maybe Trogdor only walks in the one direction.
He's like those Egyptians.
Oh, okay. So he's like a hieroglyph.
Yeah, he's like the hieroglyph.
But he's a living hieroglyph because he's real.
A living hieroglyph.
Yeah.
He's a flatlander.
So what we essentially need...
He's a two-dimensional object in a three-dimensional world.
So what you'd need for Trogdor maintenance is you'd need to reach with your asbestos glove into his enclosure. I'm actually doing the movement here. I don't know why. You'd reach in and you'd have to pick him up and turn him
gently,
around.
Gently. Do it gently.
Okay, well, I don't know what I grabbed there.
That's a claw.
Yeah, I'm clawing
You're
him.
You're a cruel lady.
You'd have to reach in, turn him around regularly. So if we got house sitters in...
That's not how two-dimensional works.
No, if we got house sitters in to look after Trogdor or someone to care for him while we were away, we'd have to put in the instructions, please turn the dragon around at least once a day. Yeah?
So he can walk the other way.
Yeah, so he's got to walk the other way.
No. So what you do is he is two-dimensional, so he could exist on a sphere.
No, I don't like that. He's not two-dimensional. Trogdor is three-dimensional. You're making me upset.
Yeah, he has chiaroscuro shading sometimes.
He has chiaroscuro shading. Don't try and meta this. Trogdor is real.
Okay.
And he is three-dimensional, and he is burninating somewhere in the world right now.
Forgiving value of real.
sorry, you throw me. On a scale out of 1 to 10, how much would you have Trogdor as a pet? How perfect is he?
Oh, look, I mean, I'd probably give him a six to seven, actually. I think he'd be a bit of a cute novelty.
Oh, he's a hard 15 to me. He comes in the night. He's got majesty.
What more do you want?
What do you want?
He's got a big burly arm.
He's got a big burly arm. The sunburn is a downside.
Is it a left arm or a right arm?
I don't know. It could be both. It could, like, whichever way he's facing. So if you say, Trogdor, look over there, the arm's to the left. And if you say, Trogdor, look over there.
I love that he turns around and it changes from a left arm to a right arm.
The arm's to the right.
Turn around. Now it's the stranger.
He's ambidextrous. He's awesome.
Ambidextrous. Yeah, I've got one arm. It just bends both ways.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what ambidextrous means.
Shut up. It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. I can hold two short swords in my hand.
Two short swords in one hand?
Yeah.
That's really smart of you.
Yeah, ambidextrous.
What are you going to do with them?
Mm.
I'm going to burn it out.
Drop it on myself, probably.
Okay, and on that note, are we done?
I think we're very done.
Oh, awesome. Chocolate!